proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program. We've been looking at symbols of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. And in our last session, we looked at the first two of the Levitical offerings, namely the burnt offering and the meat offering. In this session, we will examine the three remaining such offerings, the peace offering, the sin offering, and the trespass offering. Israelites freely presented peace offerings on special occasions. For instance, such sacrifices accompanied the coronation of Saul as the king of Israel, an incident recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 13. According to 2 Samuel chapter 6, David made peace offerings when he had the Ark of the Covenant returned to Jerusalem. Solomon did likewise when he dedicated the temple, as noted in 1 Kings chapter 8. The peace offering denoted that fellowship which existed between God and man. Jesus Christ, through his atonement, functioned as a peace offering. As Paul wrote in Romans chapter 5, quote, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ," unquote. The sin offering, as its name suggested, the sin offering offered a sacrifice for sins which an Israelite might have committed. The person who brought a sin offering had the blood and fat of that sacrifice removed in order to have it burnt on the brazen altar. He took the remainder of the sacrifice and had that burnt outside the Israelite encampment. In that way, the sin offering can be distinguished from the burnt offering. The sin offering foreshadowed Jesus Christ as God's accepted sacrifice for sin. In Isaiah chapter 53, that prophet foretold how God would make his servant an offering of sin. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 explained why God did so. Quote, "He hath made him," Jesus Christ, "he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him," unquote. The Hebrew noun translated as a trespass offering, hasham, denoted a transgression that required the offerer to render some form of compensation to the affronted party. For example, the author 1 Samuel chapter 6 recorded how the lords of the Philistines brought a trespass offering to God when they returned the captured Ark of the Covenant to the Israelites. Anyone who offended another person had to bring a trespass offering. Moreover, according to the 5th chapter of Numbers, the individual presenting that offering needed to add 1/5 to its value when making that sacrifice. The trespass offering pointed to the atonement of Jesus Christ. In effect, it represented Jesus Christ paying to God the Father a price for the redemption of fallen mankind. Jesus Christ himself used similar words in Mark chapter 10 when he spoke about how he, quote, "gave his life as a ransom for many," unquote. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, Paul referred to Jesus Christ as one who, quote, "gave himself as a ransom for all," unquote. Each of the five Levitical offerings pointed to some aspect of the work of Jesus Christ. The earlier offering spoke about Jesus Christ as the sacrifice. The peace offering spoke about Jesus Christ as the one who makes peace between God the Father and man, reconciling man unto God the Father. The other offerings speak about Jesus Christ and how his atonement paid to God the ransom that was due to him because of the sin of man, and how Jesus Christ, in the words of the author of Hebrews, provided the sacrifice that God accepted. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.